reflect on my reflection, and I ask myself the question, what's the right direction to go? I don't know. Am I a man or am I a Muppet? From the heart of Broadway, here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, it's Podzilla F. Dark here on the Podzilla 1985 podcast.
I don't know, like that. It almost went to Cosby at the end.
So many different voices right there.
But I don't know what it started as.
This is my attempt to convince Twitter that I'm not suicidal. You hear me laughing?
I like that Tony was not Danza. A good laugh.
Oh, it's after dark. Nostalgia November is in full effect. Halloween's over. Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
You just threw something at me. Hey, Jim.
I don't get it.
My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. With me, of course, is...
He's broken.
I was going to say it's Jim, but no, it's Jesse Kimball.
I don't get it.
If you take the J and then you leave the E and you take out all the other letters in his first name and you take out most of the letters in his second name, his last name, and just keep the M, it'd be Jim. Hey, Jim.
Jim.
We don't say Jam in the holograms. It's Jim.
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 Jim. Are we saying different things?
Yes.
Lindsay Wolf Gong.
Hi.
And of course, the little A, Ali A Bear.
Hi.
It's kind of like a, you know, like a, the thing you use to post something versus something you write with.
What?
An ink blank versus a
pen and pen.
Yeah.
Pen and pen.
Yeah.
I guess I hear it, but I always just, it's
depending on where you're from, like it sounds different. Like the, colloquially, it can be pronounced differently.
I guess, it's
but
just,
in this area, it's just pen and pen.
Subconsciously, I just say pen. Hey, put a pen in it. Hey, give me that pen. I don't say it differently.
No, yeah, in this area, people don't.
Yeah, I'm not uppity. We're not some uppity.
In the Northeast, they definitely say it differently.
Up in Alabama, they get mad about it.
Up in Alabama.
So
down in Alabama is like pen. There's two syllables for some reason.
I thought Dallas Alabama was like, give me that writing stick.
The writing stick. I don't think we have any fans in Alabama. If we did, we don't anymore.
I don't think they've moved past transistor radios yet.
I don't understand
yet.
What's happening. I was scrolling my phone, and it's like a vacuum.
I was about to say, that bitch getting her hair vacuumed? Like,
I don't know what's happening.
Oh, no, okay, it's styling their hair. With a vacuum.
I don't know what this is.
It's called the Flowbee
Home haircutting system. This was terrible. What the heck?
For the record, Lindsay has her phone out and an iPad.
The iPad is not on.
Just so everyone knows that's listening. I think I've seen this product before, actually.
I don't know. I
remember seeing it's from the 80s, 90s.
Yeah,
era,
it bothers me, though.
Because I feel like I saw commercials for it in the 90s.
I guess that's nostalgic.
I mean, if you look at their haircuts, it's got to be. But then again, they're also having their hair sucked up by a vacuum.
So if anybody out there had a Flowbee, hit us up.
Looking at you, Austin Lane. I saw that long-ass hair you used to have. Elizabeth says her grandson's name is Jim. Hey, Jim. So this goes out to Elizabeth's grandson. Elizabeth, if you're listening, put the phone, put your podcasting device up to your grandson's ear. Ready?
Who?
Hey, Jim.
What the fuck is happening?
I don't understand anything right now.
So I'll give you guys a story.
This... What she's talking about has nothing to do with what you're talking about. They are very different.
I don't think she gets it.
No, she's thinking it has to do with Jim, as in an old person.
Oh, no. Well, maybe.
And how they don't know how to use the internet, which is why the D in grandson was capitalized. Oh. And there was three commas at the end.
That's not the Jim I'm talking about. Jesse, you know what I'm talking about, right?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about either.
So it actually ties into the motherfucker of the week.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Yeah. First off, the sub-motherfucker, the sub-fucker, is Twitter for for questioning me. Twitter, if you send me another email and ask me about my personal life, I'm going to stab you.
I'll probably stab you in your throat.
They care about you. Because if you kill yourself, then they can no longer profit off of your data.
That's true. They need me.
They do.
They need me.
They need you like the slaughterhouse needs the cow.
How many emails does Donald Trump get a day that's just like, hey, you okay? Someone reported what you said is fucking stupid.
Oh, boy, I wish that was an option. Did you hear that the White House was pushing for Twitter to put a 1 hour, like or something like that, waiting period on Trump's Twitter?
I
don't think that's true. I'm pretty sure that's fake news, but it's something I would absolutely believe.
Right, because Trump, you know, as bad of a president as he is, and I know a lot of people would say that's not fair, and to be fair to those people that are supporters of Trump, they're very wrong, and that Trump is probably the worst president we've ever had. Definitely the worst president of the modern era. Hands down. Hands fucking down. And we went through 8 years of George Bush.
Yeah.
And then 4 years of his daddy. And now they both look like fucking saints compared to Donnie Turnip.
No, we don't have to call him Donnie Turnip anymore. That's true. Donnie Turnip been plucked. He found his peach. Now we gotta impeach Donald Trump. That's what we're talking about all this time, guys.
Joke was on you. You thought we were being funny about characters. No, we're talking about the president. Anyway, so the motherfucker of the week is rapper T.I.
I've heard this.
Yeah, you know the story now.
Yeah. No.
So T.I. was on a radio show, podcast, I don't know.
He had the best parenting life hack.
He does, because if T.I.'s not rapping, I don't give a shit what he's got to say. In the same way that I imagine T.I. doesn't listen to my rap albums. He'd rather hear me talk. So T.I. went on this show, and they start talking about parenting, and he talked about how he dead ass, that's the only time you're ever going to hear me say that on this show, he dead ass said that he takes his daughter, who's 18
years old.
He goes with his daughter to the gynecologist yearly to make sure her hymen's still intact.
He clearly does not know how a hymen works.
No.
Well, they said that. He mentions that because they laugh. They're like, oh, he's joking. And he said he was dead serious. And then went over with the conversation with the doctor. She has to sign a release form saying that he can know about this stuff. And he apparently was like, they said you need to sign this. Ain't nothing you want to hide from me, is there? So she signs it. And then they tell him, you know, her hymen could break from
riding a horse,
sports activity, stuff like that. And his response was, she don't ride no bike. She don't ride no horse. She don't do sports. Now tell me if her hymen's still there.
She takes a bad fall.
Yeah.
She sneezes, probably, if it's like my hernia.
No, it's not.
Point is, this motherfucker is taking his daughter to the gynecologist to make sure she's still a virgin. He was bragging that at 18 years old, she's still a virgin. And my first thought was, yeah, but did you check her mouth hymen?
What about the anal hymen?
Yeah, exactly. Because if you think she's 18 years old and she hasn't, you know, she gonna suck that dick. Go get that dick sucked. Now you ain't gay.
You ain't gay. Just, you're an optimist.
I'm opportunistic. I'm open-minded.
Optimistic.
I'm open-minded, really. So where did the Hey Jim thing come from? Well, when you think of T.I., what's the first thing you think of?
I don't know who he is, so nothing.
He had a couple really big hits. Remember Rubber Band Man? Wow, does the Taliban?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
This conversation went a lot different last night when everyone at the table knew this song.
How about the one that I know him from is the You Can Get Whatever You Like.
Okay.
Control on ice. You can get whatever you like.
Okay.
Remember this one?
I feel like if I actually heard it, I would recognize it. Well, it's one of those things that I have never sought out.
Well, at the beginning of the song, it starts with him going, hey, Jim.
It does.
And I started saying that, and no one believed me. So I had to pull the phone out last night and play it. And it's like immediate, hey, Jim. So then we all, and it's in that voice, hey, Jim. So then we all started just doing Hey Jim, and we're just cracking each other up, and it's carried on in today. Hey Jim is the godless sodomites of November.
Well, I'm glad that we've now officially made the joke funny by explaining it in full.
Hey, it's still funny.
No, yeah, it's funnier because we've explained it in full.
But that's why T.I. is the motherfucker of the week.
No, that's fair. Yeah, he sounds like a motherfucker.
And I don't understand why Hollywood isn't as mad about this as they should be. Chrissy Teigen.
I think it's probably because T.I. hasn't been relevant in like a decade.
He's got that show, doesn't he? It's like T.I. and Tiny or something. I don't know.
Who the fuck watches cable? Nobody.
Jim's. Jim's watch cable.
I know a Jim. He doesn't watch cable.
Do you tell him, hey?
I will. Next time I see him. It'll be a long time.
Just Jim. So everyone knows how funny it is.
Jimettes.
I'm going to play it. Just the beginning. Just the first piece.
No, please
just
don't do
this. Just the first piece. I have to.
Don't do this
you
on
me. You forced me to now.
I forced you into nothing.
I'm more wondering what he's actually going to play. Because part of me feels like it's not.
No, it is. It is. Because I really do want to verify. This is what we're laughing about. This is it.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah. It's that. Hey, Jim. And I don't know why that's so fucking funny to me, but it is.
I got nothing for you, man.
Because you latch on to these strangest things and giggle about them for a week.
And also, like, who's Jim?
I'm sure that there are people
why
that listen.
Why is he saying, hey, Jim?
There's probably people that listened yesterday that are sitting there cracking up right now with, hey, like, every time you say, hey, Jim, they're dying.
There's also people who listened yesterday that are going, not this shit again.
Yes. And then there's the bunch of people like me, like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Can I ask you a question?
No.
He's sitting there in your Colts hat and your little hoodie. How long have you been this white that you don't know T.I.?
My whole life.
Okay. So there's your motherfucker of the week. It's the return of the motherfucker, unless anyone's got another motherfucker they want to mention.
There was a lot of motherfuckers in the last week, but I can't think of
most of them
off
for me other than
head.
This are political. And they're political in a, like, they didn't do anything, like, terrible. They just irritate me kind of way. Because there's a lot of campaigning going on right now. You know, we had the election last night. And there's a lot of campaigning that was going on. And you know how politics gets. You know how it gets under my skin. Rubs me the wrong way.
Yep. There's, because it's a lot. It's a whole lot.
I wanted to talk about Donald Trump so much. In the month that we were not allowed to talk about him.
Mm-hmm. And now it's all like old news.
Yeah, so much has happened in that time that I don't know what to talk about. Where do you start? There's the impeachment trial. There's the elections
inquiry.
Yesterday. I'm sorry, the inquiry. But instead of talking, we're going to skip all that. And instead, I'm going to mention really quick that Poppy will be in concert, was it January 15th in St. Louis at Delmer Hall. Tickets available now.
I like that. Wait, Delmer Hall?
Delmer Hall. Is that not a real place?
Is that the pageant?
I think it's the
pageant. I know there's the pageant on the Delmar Loop.
So I'm on ticketoffices.com. It just says Delmer Hall tickets, and Poppy's one of them. Yeah, it says Delmer Hall.
Huh. I mean, granted, like, I don't know, like, that area that well, but... Like, I feel like I know the Loop pretty well, because like if I ever go to St. Louis, I don't think in the last 5 years that I've been, probably longer than that, that I've been to St. Louis that I haven't gone to the Loop, because I between Soul Taco and Salt and Smoke, like if I'm eating in St. Louis, I'm eating at one of those two places and they're both on the Loop. I also like Vintage Vinyl a whole lot. There's a pretty nice comic shop up there. And, of course, the pageant.
Right.
And most of my trips to St. Louis are for the pageant.
Well, Allie, we can get tickets for Poppy. If you want to get good tickets, you're going to run about $347 each.
Woo!
Okay. What about not so good tickets?
Tickets are selling out. I just got a pop-up that said tickets are selling out.
I mean, in fairness, if you're on Ticketmaster, it always pops that up.
So
I'll bring the blood. Don't worry, Poppy.
Delmer Hall is a different building than the pageant, but it's like...
Right next to it.
Right next to the pageant.
That's awesome.
So if there's anything that's completely consumed me in the past couple days...
It's Poppy.
It's Poppy.
Yeah, which is just the... Like, I don't dislike Poppy. Like, all the videos that you've sent me have been fine. Like, I definitely... Like, the songs that you like are not the ones that I like.
Well, I
Poppy.
Like the ones that you like, too. It's just the ones that I like are not the ones you like. So we like the same songs, except for the songs that I like that you don't. But there are no songs that you like that I don't, is what I'm trying to say. Get it?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was saying there are opposites. Yeah. Like, the songs that I liked more, you liked less, but I guess you just liked them all a lot.
I have yet to find a Poppy song that I did not go like, I like this. even that she's got one where she just goes like one, two, three, I'm Poppy, and she just repeats that over and over again. And even that, I'm like, I like this.
That's a little odd.
Well, that's because she's a little odd.
Isn't your song like, you're not super, wrong. Super, like,
it's
upbeat.
Early. Well, yeah, and it's one of her early tracks. And, she's gotten considerably darker as time went on. But it turns out her YouTube channel was dark to begin with. I like Poppy a lot.
And yet, she's a face for Sanrio.
She is the face for Sanrio. She sells
Hello Kitty stuff.
Oh. I could see her having that look when she wants to.
Well, yeah, because she's like Sugar Pop Princess. Then she just gets covered in buckets of blood. And in her new video, she's crucified on a neon cross.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thumbs up.
No, in general, like, I don't dislike, I actually like the style a lot. I like the videos a lot. Like, it's all, like,
she's got
cool.
a good voice.
It's just, like, I mean, we talked about it before, like, the screaming stuff.
Yeah. Like, what are you talking about that one song especially, where the guys are just like...
Yeah, I mean, that's an entire
like
genre.
Like, harfing.
We called it screamo when I was a lad.
Oh, they were less distorted though with the screamo music, because I'm thinking more like Hawthorne Heights.
Yeah,
you know those kind of guys, and I like them too. To be fair,
I mean, like I think I actually feel the same way about Poppy as I do with Hawthorne Heights. I would enjoy either of them more without like that screaming, because like Hawthorne Heights, they just do the screaming, and then in Poppy, they do the screaming, but they overlay it. With like some weird distorted guitar
and
stuff.
Weird, yeah.
But there was only like one song.
Oh, like, yeah, that was the song that I disliked.
Yeah. And that was my favorite song until I heard the I Disagree song. And then I really liked the new, which I think the video is what really sold me on it, the new one, Blood Money. Yeah, I don't know. It's just cool.
What was the, was it Concrete? Is that the
Concrete.
One that I liked a lot?
Yeah. Where she's talking about barrier and concrete. And
I actually meant to find that one on Spotify and add it to my big playlist, but yeah, I completely forgot about it.
I've added a bunch of, like, all of the... If you look at my Spotify recently, it's all Poppy, and then there's one Avenged Sevenfold song that I found that I was like, oh, I didn't have that on my list? Oh, man.
You're already over that Mario song I sent you?
I played that Mario song every day for, like, a month. The phase is over, man. That song was like 6 years ago, too.
I know. Like, because I remember sending it to you. I was like, I think you would enjoy this. I didn't think you would enjoy it as much as you did, though.
When I found Poppy, I thought, okay, so what is she from, like 2001, 2002? Oh, she's current? I got
you
one!
You actually got one that's current!
Hey, Jim. I got one.
Unlike that time you were playing Mayday Parade in the car, and I was like, man, I haven't heard this song in forever, and you were like...
I said this was a new song.
This isn't new? I was like, I'm not even sure Mayday Parade's still making music.
Jesse, I've heard of this fantastic new band you must listen to. They're called Metallica. Do you like the rock and roll?
As long as you don't tell me anything like Saint Anger, then I'm okay with this bit. That's... I actually do that with the Discovery playlist on Spotify. It's one of my favorite things. If you guys out there with Spotify are not taking advantage of this playlist, you are really what's the word I'm looking for? Yeah, you're really missing out.
Yeah, because I found a lot of good bands on there. That
you're doing yourself an injustice, or a disservice, because it's 25 songs that Spotify thinks that you'll like, and you just go through there and you listen to them, and it's a lot of times it's a miss. But occasionally, like, you'll find something. I'm like, man, this is really good. And then I'll look at it. It's like, oh, that was 2003.
I like the meme that's basically attached to that playlist, which is Spotify trying to figure out what type of music I like to listen to. And it's Charlie in front of the board with all the lines and stuff just looking completely drained and insane.
Yeah, that's about right.
I was looking for mine. I wanted to see what they prescribed to me or whatever. But I don't even see it on my list anymore.
It's just in your playlists.
I got This Is from people I listen to a lot. This is their picks for me. This is My Chemical Romance. I have like six songs from them on my list. This is Breaking Benjamin. I have another six songs on my list. This is Baby Metal. Same thing. This is Mega Ran. I don't have a single goddamn song from Mega Ran on my list.
I like Mega Ran.
I don't dislike Mega Man. I mean,
Mega Ran.
I don't dislike Mega Ran. But he's it's not like I'm jamming his music constantly or anything. Oh, is it Made For You? No, where's the Discovery playlist? I don't see it. I got a daily mix.
It's in mine. Is in if you go to your library.
Oh, I've had it, yeah. Discover Weekly. And what's great is it uses my Facebook picture as like the album cover.
Yeah.
So it's the mask with the bloody cross on it, and it looks like an album cover. Like, this could be my album.
I mean, like, my Facebook profile picture could look a little bit like an album cover because it looks like me and you are about to drop the hottest album of 2017.
When was the last time you changed that?
2017.
I guess since I don't pay for it, I don't get that option.
That is correct. It is a
let's say we need to get
perk of the project.
We need to get it where we all have like the same one. So I think there's family.
Yeah, there plans. Is a family plan. It's like $15 a month, and you have five people.
I paid for 10 already, so we might as well just add the five on there.
Right.
So just a couple of, I'm looking at it, of the couple of ones they suggested to me, and I have no idea who any of these people are. I'm just going to name off five or six randomly real quick, and I want to see if you guys know who they are. Lindsay, I know, won't. So she's out of the game already.
Thanks.
Okay. You
no,
get one.
No, if they're
you
new.
You get one.
I'm not going to know any of them because I don't listen to current stuff.
Okay, so now you're angry that, all right, let's just, let's just move past it.
If she gets one of them, legitimately.
You'll retract your statement?
I will dress up like Meowth and go to Best Buy to pick up the Pokemon games, and I will only speak in Meowths.
No, because you'll make me help you make the outfit.
Oh, you say that like you wouldn't
right,
enjoy
you
it.
Poor thing. All right.
Seeing that the game comes out in a week.
Yeah, well.
And
like it doesn't have to be a good cosplay. Yeah.
Like you don't have one on deck.
I mean, I really don't.
How about Ice Nine Kills?
No.
No.
Family Jewels?
No. I mean, that's generic enough that yeah, like I feel like I've heard it before. But
Taproot?
Yes.
You have heard of Taproot?
Yes.
I got Taproot on there. The only one that I recognize is August Burns Red.
I also recognize that one.
Yeah, that's that. I think that's the only one that I know. Let me look.
I'm doing good to know the names of the artists I listen to.
Yeah, that's the only one on there I know on there is August Burns Red or Auburn Burns Red. I don't know.
Whatever. Mine actually hit me with a bunch of stuff that I'd heard before this week, which is a little bit of a bummer. Like, it starts out with Collapsing from Demon Hunter. It also has My Curse from Killswitch Engage and Black Hole Sun from Soundgarden. Oh, and Tribute from Tenacious D. And I'm like, these things are, like, I think at least one of those songs is on my giant playlist.
All right, so wait, what do you had? You had Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden. You had Tribute by Tenacious D. What was the other ones?
Then there's Collapsing from Demon Hunter.
Uh-huh.
And My Curse from Killswitch Engage. Basically, like, stuff that it's not a discovery for me, none right. of those things.
Okay, just random game, really quick, because I know we've all heard those songs. If you had to pick... If you had to pick one song to save for the future that future generations would know, would it be Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden or Tribute by Tenacious D? Lindsay, go.
Black Hole Sun, because I don't know the other one.
You don't
this
know Tribute?
This is just a no. tribute.
It's not. This you is not the greatest song.
You gotta believe it.
You know Tenacious
know
D, right? Jack Black.
I know. I don't know any of the songs.
Mm. Well, it's a good song, but I would also.
I was waiting for you to finish it. Do you know the other member of that band?
Kyle Gass?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know them.
Because you're just like Jack Black and change the subject.
They were big on HBO during the Mr. Show era.
And like, man, that show was such a cock tease because they basically had like their entire first season of that show was them setting up songs from the album, and it never happened. Like, they never, except for Karate. I think they actually did that song on the show.
Are we all agreeing on Black Hole Sun, though, just for the record?
Because, I mean, as much as I absolutely love Tenacious D and Tribute, like, Black Hole Sun is objectively a better song.
It's a great song. It's the legendary Chris Cornell.
It's just good. Yeah. It's really good.
So I said we were going to talk about that. We're going to talk about nostalgic stuff. We got a
that was nostalgic?
That was nostalgic. Mm-hmm. We got a top five coming up.
Chris Cornell hasn't been in Black Hole Sun. I mean, he's dead now, but...
Jesus Christ, Jesse!
This is so long.
Jesus.
That was a Shannon move. It really was. It's like you were talking and then you're like, oh, wait, he's dead.
Well, I mean, I knew he was dead when I started the sentence,
yeah,
too.
I just like, God,
I felt like I needed to clarify partway through the sentence.
So speaking of death, I just want to mention something that happened recently with the Twitter thing. I may have posted something that sounded very suicidal. Because here's why. I'm going to commit suicide.
Oh, no, you're not.
Hear me out, because I have a plan. I'm going to commit suicide. And what I want to happen is I want Tanner, and I want Allie and Lindsay and the gang, to investigate where I died and talk to me as a ghost. And I want you to bring the Ouija board and try to contact me. Because you know what I'm going to say? Here's the words it's going to spell out. H-E-Y-J-I-M. And then you guys will crack up. And then I will eat your souls. Hey, Jim.
I figure since Tanner's going to be there, you're going to do something about a bucket.
That starts with, hey, Jim, and then I throw a bucket at him.
So we need to have a bucket in the room, too?
Yes.
You're just going to pick up the big plastic bucket, just bash him over the back of the head with it.
And then be like, hey, Tanner.
Tanner.
Dong.
So, but it's a whole new light on the Tanner gong. Tanner. Wham!
Ow!
So we're going to talk about this. I want to talk about it real quick because I didn't get to on Sunday. I don't know what to do with my hands. Where do I put my feet? Blizzard.
BlizzCon!
BlizzCon. I didn't want to talk about it with Asa on the show because Asa is an asshole about it. So just between us girls. No, Asa has his moral high ground on this, and I respect that. We all have to pick our battles. And, you know, if he's done with Blizzard, I respect it. I've struggled with it myself. But I've come to the conclusion that I like Blizzard enough that I'm still going to play it. That's just it. Call me a hippie crit or not. I mean, I still bought the WWE game, and they literally take money from murdering foreign nations.
It's one of those things, like, if you're invested in Blizzard, like, and this is your, like, I don't think that there are that many people that are heavily invested in Blizzard that this was the hill they chose to die on.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, absolutely, like, cause a stink about it. Like, I was pretty vocal in, like, how I was upset with how they, you know, handled the whole thing. But at the same time, like, you know, they're going to apologize. It's going to be, you know, they're going to make the PR moves and all that good stuff. And I'm going to continue to enjoy fantastic games.
Yes.
Unlike people that buy WWE and complain about Blizzard. I'm not looking at you specifically.
No, you're specifically looking at me.
Well, yeah, because you're at the other end of the table. But like, but you're not criticizing either of them. But yeah, finish your point about WWE.
I criticize WWE because, you know, if I were going to take a moral high ground on which one I would hate more, it would be WWE because while I don't agree with what Blizzard did or what China's doing or any of that, don't get me wrong, I'm pro Hong Kong. And we don't have sponsors, so I can say that.
Right.
Unless some reason Villainous Grounds actually a Chinese coffee company. Bless you. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You good? Okay. But WWE just came back from Saudi Arabia, a place
of them did.
Yeah, a place where they oppress and murder. So.
Yeah, it's like their fourth show there?
Fourth or fifth.
Yeah. And I mean, like, if you're going to continue to watch WWE, pay for the network and all that other stuff.
I don't pay for the network.
I feel like it's a, you know, being okay with that, but not being okay with what Blizzard did.
You good?
Maybe.
It's a little, the hippie critical.
And it's whatever. People can choose their battles. If you really, because Asa said it too, if you really boil it down, you can't really support anything because everybody's hands are dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Which is dead true. Dead ass true.
Well, they should start washing their hands.
You lied earlier.
I'm a liar.
Man, I mean, I don't want
to. Bye, Lindsay.
I'm not trying to put like Asa on blast or anything, but it's not like, you know, what did Blizzard lose with Asa? He had a World of Warcraft subscription briefly, and I mean, I guess he did buy Overwatch on two platforms because he did buy it on PC.
He bought Diablo too, didn't he?
Oh yeah, he did buy Diablo. Yeah. Okay, so, I mean, you know what? I'm wheeling back my statement now.
So I mean, Asa is definitely sacrificing stuff he liked.
Yeah,
and like I said, I will respect his opinion on it. I absolutely will. I am not here to say he's wrong in any way.
But I guess like the example that the point that I was gonna make with that is like, I don't think the Blizzard's gonna lose. Like anybody that's saying like I'm no longer gonna support Blizzard because they suspended these guys. I don't think any of those people are people that were spending a lot of money with Blizzard anyway.
No, Blizzard will continue to make money. I mean, it's like Walmart. Walmart, it's like our president who can, you know, say the worst things, make fun of people, talk about grabbing women by the pussy, you know, all these terrible things. And his approval rating, even though it's not great, never really goes very high or low. It's there. Your supporters are your supporters. Yeah. And they will stick by you, even if you are a conservative Christian comedian that has used his influence to have sex with a lot of women and force them into things they didn't want to do otherwise. Anyway.
Yeah, no, like I said, by all means, like, raise a stink. And that's what most Blizzard fans did. Like,
yes.
Everybody got, you know, everybody got upset about it, rightfully. I say everybody. Most people got upset about it, rightfully. They went to, you know, social media and all that other stuff. And
Justice
Blizzard,
for Juicy.
And Blizzard actually did, you know, they changed their mind on a few things. They gave the prize money to the guy that actually won it. They
lowered his suspension.
Rehired the casters they fired.
Right. And it's a bad situation all around. Like, Blizzard handled it poorly.
Yes.
And they said they handled it poorly.
Yes.
However, you do know for a fact that they said they handled it poorly because of the backlash. If no one had said anything, they wouldn't have done anything.
Correct.
It's just the way of it's the way of business. But that's not what I'm here to talk about. I don't want to talk about the controversy. Let's talk about something happy.
BlizzCon!
BlizzCon! And I want to just really quick, in the next 20 to 30 minutes, I just want to talk about the games that were announced at BlizzCon. Because, oh my God, I really am about to suck that dick. That Blizzard dick.
I was, man, like, so people can listen, go back and listen to Nerd Up when we were talking about this. It
I
was
didn't
so
get that far in the show yet, so.
It was a little upsetting. With how, like, I'm sitting here, like, so fucking pumped and excited about all this BlizzCon shit.
And you had Dalton and Asa.
And I had Dalton and Asa. Dalton didn't give a fuck one way or the other. Like, Asa was a little upset, is very upset about, you know, everything with Blizzard. But I was, so I'm just sitting there like, oh.
But the games.
The games.
I don't know what I'm more excited about. And if you're upset about Blizzard and you're like, free Hong Kong and all that shit, I mean, I'm not trying to offend you by being excited. Respect my excitement.
Yeah, I'm excited about these games.
Like, I guess. That sounded weird.
We can be mad at Blizzard and still excited for games that these companies are putting out.
Because unless enough people do it, you're really not harming Blizzard. Mm-hmm. You're really only harming the people that,
and
like,
honestly,
put their hearts into these games.
It would have to be everyone for it to actually harm Blizzard.
And even that's not harming Blizzard so much as it is, like, putting a bunch of these developers and everything else that had nothing to do with this decision out. The Blizzard, like, president, CEOs, and all that good stuff that made these decisions, they're going to come out billionaires no matter what.
If it was even the Blizzard CEO that did it, it could have been an Activision call. You don't know. Yeah, Activision owns Blizzard now. So, anyway, I'm so excited for all of these games. I have a varying level of excitement. Probably at the bottom of my excitement list is Overwatch 2. Not because I'm not excited, but because there's nothing. I mean, there's new stuff, but it very much just seems like Overwatch 1 with new things.
I'm mostly
it's
like
1.5.
I'm really happy with how they're doing it, and I really need to see like what the price point is going to be on Overwatch 2, because my favorite part about it is if you have Overwatch 1 and you don't care about the single player stuff or the PvE stuff, then yeah, you don't have to buy it. Like, and you still get to play PvP with everybody. Like Jeff Kaplan said numerous times, they're not splitting the community. They don't want to do that. Any cosmetics that you have from Overwatch 1 will transfer over. All the new characters will be available if you own Overwatch 1, all the new maps, all the new game modes, everything will be available PvP-wise if you own the original Overwatch.
Right.
It's just if you buy Overwatch 2, then you get, I guess, the new character models and you get all the PvE stuff.
Which I'm excited for the PvE stuff. That's what I'm most excited about.
And the character model thing, I'm not sure if you get with Overwatch 1 or not.
Right.
I know there's new character models in Overwatch 2.
And a new character.
And several. Yeah. They're going to be, he said multiple. We've only seen two so far, though.
Who's the other one? I saw the African-American
Sojourn
woman.
And Echo. Echo
is the woman, right?
That was the robot thing from the Ash video.
Oh, okay.
And she was in the big Overwatch video for this.
Gotcha. Yeah. So that was exciting. Overwatch 2, I'm looking forward to it. And Blizzard really came out the gate swinging. They knew they had to win.
They knew they needed to with last year's BlizzCon and then add on like the recent like
the
Hong Kong stuff.
Do you remember last year's BlizzCon?
No.
Where they held up Diablo and everybody was like, yeah. And they were like, it's on a phone. Yeah, don't you guys have phones?
Did you hear what happened in the Overwatch panel when they went into more detail about it?
No.
So Jeff Kaplan, just a treasure. Like, he's the one of the big directors with Overwatch. He was on stage. He was talking about the stuff. And he was talking about the platforms that Overwatch 2 was going to be on. It's going to be on every platform we currently support. And it showed them all. And then somebody in the crowd.
Even the Swatch?
Even the Swatch. Somebody in the crowd, I've got a phone. And Jeff is just on stage and he just starts laughing. He's like, nope, didn't hear that. And then just moved on.
I was hoping you would said that laser beam shot from his eyes directly at the guy that said it. And he burst into flames.
Oh, that would have been way cooler.
No phones.
I also like this was like the worst kept secret of BlizzCon was Overwatch 2. The entire thing leaked before, and we even talked about it. I was like, this is a leak, but it's from a reputable source, and everything ended up being true.
It was like Overwatch on Switch. Everyone knew it was coming out a month before they announced it. Mm-hmm. It was like, hey, guess what we're releasing? Overwatch. How'd you know? Everybody knew.
Everybody knew. But it was, and like, Jeff Kaplan actually addressed that too. It was like, so I kind of forgot what I was supposed to talk about. Good thing it's all here on the internet. Hold on.
What's our new character's name? Let me look at this random website. And then above that, we had World of Warcraft Shadowlands, which looks fantastic as well, because we started playing Classic again, myself, Lindsay Wolfgang, and Allie.
Oh, thanks.
I played it too.
You did, but once, I don't know, Classic was great, but the more I played Classic, the more I missed all of the quality of life improvements from the
once,
new one.
If you're playing Classic, once you hit level like 15, you're like, oh, damn. That's right.
No, you know what you miss? You miss going to be able to like make going to the transmogger and having your look that you want to have.
I do miss the transmogger, although it does kind of, it almost becomes a fashion show at that point where you're constantly like spending more time picking your armor out than
really
playing.
Really does spend a lot of time.
Like, I'm gonna go change. I'll be going to Stormwind. I'll be back 20 minutes later.
I pump a lot of gold into that fashion system. And with Classic, you, whatever you have, that's what you're wearing. So there were times, I like on my mage, it's like level 14, I was wearing level 3 shirt because I'm like, I really don't want to give up this shirt. I like this shirt.
He in, well, don't you have the title The Fabulous?
I do, The Fabulous.
Yeah.
So as much as I love Classic, I forgot how much I enjoy Current. We started playing the newest, not expansion, but the newest patch update with the Vashara, I think is the name. I don't remember.
The fish people.
The fish people. And it was a lot of fun, even though it's still a little easy sometimes. There were parts that were hard.
I had to re-remember how to play my character.
Yeah, but it was enjoyable. So when they announced Shadowlands, I was pretty excited about it. The video was amazing.
Oh, Sylvanas.
Sylvanas has just gone full bitch.
And she
did you hear, Allie? With Sylvanas, did I tell you this?
What?
She had that DNA test.
And she came back, she was 100% that bitch.
She's 100% that bitch.
Yeah, she
that wears pants.
She does wear, yes.
Sylvanas got opiate as fuck is what happened.
Every time you see a toy of Sylvanas, if it's not officially licensed, she's always in a thong.
She's,
and it's like,
yeah.
But she wears pants.
She wears pants.
Yeah.
Now she's fully armored, and that's because of people like you. Not you, specifically.
You're looking right at me.
I know.
yeah, that's... regardless, Sylvanas, like, they've turned her full Mary Sue in the WoW universe.
Yeah.
She just went up and single-handedly took out the fucking Lich King and his army.
Yeah, but that was a fake-ass Lich King. She even said it. She was like, you don't deserve this power.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. But then she ripped the crown in
I thought she was going to put it on.
I did too.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
Instead, she literally...
Full circle.
Instead, she literally broke heaven and earth, and now... The afterlife is seeping into the real world, and it looks like when the sky shattered. That was a really cool moment. Yeah. It was awesome looking.
No, it looked really cool. And there's so many changes about this that I'm really excited about.
I think he's
about.
A raid boss. Like he fight the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man originally. Hey, Cody. He doesn't understand Warcraft or Ghostbusters.
He's completely lost his
conversation. Is Ghostbusters a class?
Why does he sound that way?
Why is that your Cody?
That's nowhere near Cody.
Like,
he sounds just
close.
Like him.
Oh. But anyway, there's a lot of changes about this that I really like. I love the level squish.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm understanding it, like exactly how the level squish is going to work, where you do like 1 to 10 in a new zone, and then you can do 10 to 50 in any expansion. Like, you basically play the content from any expansion to go from 20 to 50.
Yeah, because right now the way they have this set up is even great because it scales to you. So if level 44 Jesse wants to go to level 12 zone with me, he would be fighting level 44s
yeah.
and I'd be fighting level 12s. And we could do the quest together mm-hmm. and still get XP.
I didn't realize they had changed that.
Yeah
they
that's
did.
That's awesome.
It's pretty great. But it's by zone, though. So you will be the cap of whatever zone you're in. So if the cap for the zone is like 60, then you'll be 60. You know what I mean? Like it. So depending on where you're at. But with this, what I'm really excited about this one is I love the covenant system where you pick one of the four.
One of the four covenants.
Yeah.
Because the only two that I can remember because I was talking about this on Nerd Up and I typed up a breakdown that I had gotten from another website that had the breakdown. And it didn't even mention the covenants on the breakdown. And when I was talking about it, I was like, yeah, these covenants looked really cool. And then I didn't remember what all of them were. And I was like, oh, shit, and I'd never written down because it wasn't on the breakdown.
I don't remember what they all are either by name.
I know there's the nature one.
There's nature one. There's like a death one, like a gross toxic-y one.
And then there's an undead one.
Which is my favorite one. That was badass. And then I forget what the other one was.
It was like the high. It was like you said you're heaven and hell.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't remember what the
celestial or something.
Because they each had like their own.
They had an own like our theme.
Yeah, they had like a theme, and you would see certain characters in those worlds, which was pretty cool. So like in one zone, it's for these type of souls. So they were given examples of some of the dead Warcraft characters you'll encounter.
Yeah, like you'd see Uther Lightbringer in the one that we can't think of.
Right, and I'm thinking like, oh, you know, Arthas is going to be there somewhere.
Oh yeah, Arthas is going to be in the Death One.
Oh, that's going to be so cool. I want to see Arthas again. The true bad guy of World of Warcraft, not Sylvanas, you fake ass. Can't say the words. What I really like, though, is the tower.
Isn't that Elsa?
The tower sounds amazing. What?
Arthas, isn't he Elsa?
What?
Nah, what?
Is it because he's the Lich King, isn't he?
He was the Lich King.
So, yes.
He is no longer the Lich King.
Somebody else became the Lich King.
Yes. But the video I made.
Oh, for your Disney mashup. It is.
Okay, I was like, who the fuck is Elsa?
Is that a Warcraft character?
I was like, because I can't right now, I can't think of who replaced Arthas as the Lich King. And I was like, I don't think his name was Elsa, but I don't remember.
The flaming man named Elsa. I think his name was Bolvar.
Yeah, Bolvar. It was definitely Bolvar.
Because when you defeated the Lich King in Wrath of the Lich King, I think it was, he takes the crown and says there must always be a Lich King or else, you know, shit'll fuck up. Yeah. And then Sylvanas was like,
nope, don't care.
Really? Let's find out. Cracks the skull, the crown wide open, shatters the heaven. The tower is apparently, it's a dungeon, but it's, from what I understand, it's like a randomized dungeon.
Yes.
And it changes every floor. It's like randomized.
And it's a never ending dungeon.
That is awesome. I can't wait for that. Yeah, that sounds like Diablo.
That actually has me, like, between that and the level squish, I might actually jump in this expansion with you from the get-go.
You know I will be there, brother.
I know you will.
If you pre-order right now, you get a level 120 boost
and
for any character.
Squish to 50.
Wait, that half them levels. What I pay for.
Rest in peace.
and that looks fantastic. And then for me, the top of the pile, the Grand Enchilada.
Diablo
4.
The Druid is back!
Oh, baby. And that's
I'm so excited.
And that's only three classes they've announced.
Yeah, we got the Druid, the Sorceress, and the Barbarian. Of course, the Sorceress and the Barbarian are going to be back.
Right.
The Druid!
I told Allie, I'm like, you'll like this. And it was showing, then he turned into a bear. And I was like, huh? Druid?
Turns into a wolf. Turns into nature. Oh, man. So, Diablo 2. The Druid was my favorite class in Diablo 2. I loved the Druid. The Druid was so bad in Diablo 2, but I still loved him.
I'm such a big Diablo fan. Same. Before I ever played Warcraft. In fact, Diablo was probably the first Blizzard game I ever played. Hey, let's get nostalgic for a second.
Uh-huh. Rock and Roll Racing was the first.
Damn it. You had to steal me. Because I was about to say, before I ever played any of them, there was like Rock and Roll Racing.
I wanted to make sure you remembered.
Blackthorn, like the Lost Vikings, those really obscure kind of games now. Mm-hmm. But the first like hardcore Blizzard game I played, especially PC-wise, was Diablo.
Same.
Like, Diablo was my obsession when I was younger. I never played StarCraft. Originally, I played StarCraft 2, but I never played the first StarCraft.
I played the shit out of the first StarCraft.
I don't know. Diablo was my thing. It went from Diablo to Diablo 2, then Warcraft. Then I skipped Warcraft 2 and went to Warcraft 3. Then World of Warcraft, obviously. Then Diablo 3 came out. And I actually really liked Diablo 3 when it came out. But then I loved Diablo when they fixed it.
Oh, yeah. When they added in the Crusader and then when they added Loot 2.0.
And when they took out the auction house, which was a bad idea from the beginning. Especially because it was a real money auction house.
Yeah. No, the worst part about the auction house, especially before Loot 2.0, is that like me and Shannon, the reason we had stopped playing Diablo 3 was because at some point we got to where it cost us more money to farm for our loot than it did to just buy the loot from the auction house.
Right. There was no point. We could just buy it from the auction house and be done with it. And that's the point of Diablo.
Yeah. Now, and not even like with real money. Like I know Shannon
said we're talking about
real,
gold.
Yeah,
we're talking about
in-game gold. Yeah. Like it was more expensive to repair our gear in-game than it was to just buy whatever we wanted from the auction house.
And when the point of Diablo is to adventure and find loot and you could just buy the best loot that someone else found for you, what's the point, man?
Yep.
So they really killed it with that, but they did fix it and we ended up playing Diablo 3 a lot.
Oh, yeah.
To the point that I'm pretty sure Allie hated it because I would just get on there and play with you and Bob and we would just Diablo.
Man, every season, like every time a season rolls around, I jump back in and I get a character up because those seasons were super fun to do.
Yep.
Because it guaranteed you one of the sets, and the sets in Diablo 3 were awesome because they added ludicrous numbers to it.
Yep.
Like, your whatever does 10,000% more damage.
It made my Crusader not a bitch. Because playing with Jesse and Bob, they were just murdering things left and right, and I'm just over here swinging my hammer. And
like, then he got that full set.
Oh, and now I'm just like twirling around, throwing hammers like Hammer Brothers. Screw everybody. And then Diablo 4, the trailer hit, and I showed it to Bob. Because Bob eventually,
story trailer.
He eventually kind of stopped caring about Diablo 3 because it's like it's just a loot chase, which it is, but that's the point of the game. And that's I enjoyed.
And I mean, that's why I like the seasons are what I enjoy
right,
with that.
Same, because once you beat the game, at the beginning, yeah. But he thought it was a little too cartoony because there was a significant difference between like the dark level of Diablo 2 versus 3. Diablo 3 was much brighter. It was kind of World of Warcraft stylish, you know, very cartoony looking. Well, Diablo 4, I showed him the trailer and he actually thought it looked awesome because it really looks like that old school. Bloody, gory, dark Diablo.
No, it really, like, there's a lot about Diablo 4 that's recapturing a lot of what I loved about Diablo 2.
Yeah.
Just much prettier.
Yes. And I cannot wait for 2027 when it's out.
Yeah. Because the only thing we got a release date about from the BlizzCon was the WoW expansion is 2020.
Right.
We don't know when in 2020.
I'm sure Overwatch 2 will be 2020 as well.
I am also confident
but
in that.
I would say Diablo 4 2021 at earliest, but they may surprise you because I remember how surprised Hunter and I were at Fallout 4. It was like, hey, Fallout 4 is coming in like 3 months, and we're like, what?
Yeah, I remember when they did that. That was nuts.
Yeah, so
that's
hopefully
a good way to do hype right there.
Hopefully we'll get it. And Blizzard, you got me again. I'll be playing all kinds of Blizzard games.
Yep.
No, who needs to create new IPs when you've got the same four?
And I'm actually
they keep pulling people back in.
I'm actually really excited because I did break down and buy a BlizzCon virtual ticket.
You son of a bitch. So you got the Murloc?
I did.
You fucking prick asshole bitch ass. I'm sorry. I'm
so really
sorry.
Wanted that Murloc.
I'm so
he
sorry.
Always
yeah, I got the Murloc. I got the, I'm also going to get to play with the Warcraft 3 Reforged beta.
Oh, when does that come
about
out?
That. Emails are going out now for that beta. I don't know when the actual game releases.
Damn, I really wanted that Murloc. Well, I still got Murky. Or I still got, what is his name?
Felsen.
Felsen.
You named him Felsen.
What was his actual name?
I don't know.
Was it Merkalot?
Merkalot.
Also, did you see the Overwatch skins for the ticket?
Wasn't it
Symmetra is Tyrande.
Tyrande, Whisperwind, and
Genji is Illidan.
Yes. That's pretty badass.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Like, I saw that and I was like, nah, yeah, that's pretty fantastic.
So, point is, BlizzCon was awesome. I'm excited. I can't wait to play this stuff. Right now, we're currently going through Star Wars The Old Republic because Allie's never played it. And
the story in The Old Republic was great.
That's what, how I got them. Is like, it's Warcraft, but imagine a very heavy story.
I like how they do the story because like, you can't ignore it.
You can't just be like, okay, except
space,
run.
Space,
yeah.
Space,
and
yeah.
And it actually is interesting until you get to, like, as long as you're doing the class specific or the actual story stuff, once you get to, like, the general questing, which I think now you can just skip.
You can just do straight class quests.
Yeah, the actual, like, story missions. Because there's the, because once you get to, like, where it's the super generic, like, you need to do this to level up to get to your class quest.
That's not an
bad.
Issue. We're already like three levels above where
we're like,
we need to be.
Right now, we're like 4 or 5 levels up where we're supposed to be. But, you know, to be fair, if you don't mind those kind of quests, because that's every MMO, at least this one is voice acted. Like, they really make even the small quests seem more important.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
BioWare put so much effort in that game, and it was so good.
And after the disappointment really that was Anthem. You know, the disappointment that was their treatment of Anthem at the very least.
Yeah.
A lot of people are going, oh, wow, Old Republic was really good. Why didn't we play that? And we're just like, it was.
Yeah, I mean, well, because BioWare actually kept that up. Like, they kept, like, maintaining it and making changes on
it. They just put a new update out.
Yeah, like, they're
actually
doing work
with it. It's 8 years
old,
Jesse.
Has it really been that long?
It's 8 years old.
Anthem, they're barely supporting now.
It's on life support. And the last guy that was taken care of apparently just left.
And I'm sure they're going to put more people in on it, but
I'm sure they'll make an Anthem too.
Probably. Before releasing like any more real content, because they promised us so much content.
Right.
Like by now we should be on like our third like DLC, like free, because they said it was all going to be free. We should be on our third free DLC pack. We've gotten one.
They also promised that you'd be able to find skins in the wild. But anyway, that's unimportant. Point is, BlizzCon looks amazing. Can't wait for it. That took longer than I expected. We got about 15 minutes left. There are things we need to talk about that I want to talk about. Lindsay, you said something in the group chat that was pretty exciting. There's an anniversary coming up.
Yes.
What is that anniversary?
This Saturday.
Look at Allie when you say
it. Is the 50th anniversary of Sesame Street.
Which apparently Jesse Kimball's Tanner Calvert on this one. He's never watched.
I mean, I wouldn't say I've never watched Sesame Street, but Sesame Street just wasn't like my thing as a kid.
That's because the Muppets were better.
See,
the Muppets
were better. If my TV wasn't on Nickelodeon as a child, it was on WQLN. And so that was Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers,
like
blah, blah, blah.
PBS stuff.
Yes.
Yeah,
I fully recognize Sesame Street as an important part of like history, especially for a lot of kids growing up.
But
the Muppets were so much better.
Yes, the Muppets were better, but Sesame Street changed like educational
landscape.
Entertainment. Yeah.
They did. Sesame Street is iconic, but
yeah, I've got nothing against Sesame Street. It was just like between, like if my options were the Muppets, Sesame Street, or Looney Tunes. Like Sesame Street was definitely number three on the list.
What was number one?
Oh, that's hard.
It's still hard. It's still the Muppets.
It's honestly like, ask me on a different day. It's a toss up like between Muppets and.
It depends on what episodes.
That's true too. There's very few things though that will legitimately make me as happy as Kermit does.
Every
time I see Kermit, I'm happy.
And I need Jason Segel to do another Muppets movie.
Yes, because the second Muppets movie was good, but it wasn't as good as the first.
The first Muppets movie was so good.
Yeah.
We were surprised by how good it was.
I was so happy at that movie.
I actually, just a few days ago, added the Man or Muppet song to my playlist.
Am I a Muppet?
I have Life's a Happy song on mine.
Well,
so.
I think I know what the intro song for tonight's going to be.
Am I a Man or a Muppet?
And I'm a Muppet of a Man.
If you go to my Facebook, if you go to my Xbox 360 profile, it still says, am I a man or a Muppet? Because Stephanie changed it. And I never changed it back. And like my profile picture was Endless Shrimp at Outback. And I never changed it back.
Did you guys ever watch the Whatever Killings? The Muppet, the
A Happy
R-rated
Time Murders or whatever.
Happy Time Murders,
yes,
that was it.
I liked that movie.
I liked it a whole lot.
Yeah.
That was way better than that any right to be.
Was it like No Sesame All Street was the tagline?
Uh-huh.
Hilariously, I actually saw that I went up to hang out with Stephanie in St. Louis. She had family stuff she needed to do and I had time to kill. I was like, yeah, fuck it, I'll go see this movie. Great.
It was.
Yeah,
so
no,
good.
We
super raunchy.
Yes. Yes.
Super not for kids.
No.
Pretty sure we saw some kids in there and I was like, oh, you in the wrong Muppet movie.
There were Muppet dicks.
There was Muppet ejaculate.
There
yeah.
was so much Muppet ejaculate.
It was silly.
She
strange.
Was covered in it.
Oh, that movie was great.
I can't believe that movie got such a like hate. Like
people, I don't yeah. Fuck the haters. That
critics
movie was
are
great.
Wrong.
Well, I mean, we felt the same way about the Muppet TV show that they redid.
I love the Muppet TV show.
Yeah.
I never watched it. I always meant to.
You ever watch the Muppet TV show?
I don't think so.
It was basically like The Office, but Muppets. It was about their TV show.
Uh-huh.
It was Talking Heads Muppets.
Yeah.
Pretty
and then
much.
Kermit started dating a skinny Miss Piggy.
Yeah, because...
And I know a lot of people were pissed about that.
It was funny.
Well, it was a younger Miss Piggy.
Oh.
Because she was still a pig.
I honestly didn't see either of them. I thought it was... My understanding... Speak of the devil, Stephanie White's sending me messages.
There's that great gif I use all the
she
time.
She knew you were talking about her.
Of Kermit nervous, where he's like biting his hand. That's from the show. It was a good show. It got canceled way too soon. Along with, there was another show that I liked called Ghosted that got canceled way too soon.
Yeah,
remember Ghosted?
It had
Adam Scott. And, Jesse Hill. Craig Robinson. Could remember his name.
You're welcome.
Thanks, buddy. It was also a Talking Heads, but for the paranormal.
Well,
that's
kind of
cool.
It became that way. The first, how many seasons did we get?
One. I think it was one season, and halfway through the first season, they changed the show around.
No, I thought we got at least two.
Maybe two at best.
So, yeah, the first season was like really good and into the paranormal stuff, and then
it was basically
changed,
a comedic X-Files.
They changed writers. That was like... The Office and Parks and Rec is popular. Let's just do that.
And then it was. They never left The Office.
Like, took out all the paranormal stuff.
Yep.
See, like, when I last watched, because I watched the first season of that show, if I'm thinking of the same one.
With Adam Scott and Craig
Robinson?
Yeah,
it was definitely, it was definitely the same one.
Underground, like the FBI Underground or something.
Yeah, because I remember, like, there was I watched an episode and I was so confused because I felt like I missed something. Like, I show up, and they have, they're just in the office, and there's this new guy, like, he's the new head of the department,
mm-hmm.
And they're,
yeah, you missed the whole first part of the show.
Yeah, you missed a good part of the show.
No, like, I watched, like, the first several episodes, and then I just, like, play next episode, and...
They just changed it up.
Yeah, because the writers changed,
yeah.
And it was just...
They completely changed the show around. But I still liked it. I was sad when it got canceled.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Yeah, because I don't know why, like, whenever you said Ghosted, I completely forgot that's what the name of that show was, because it didn't get a second season, right?
I don't think so. It was either one season and they split it, or it was two seasons and it was short. But anyway.
I think it was one season and they split it.
You know another really good show? We're talking about nostalgic. A really good show, Lindsay. Hmm. A show that I really liked.
Huh.
That used to be on.
Huh.
Heroes.
Heroes, yeah. Mm.
The first season.
The first season was so good. Holy crap.
Lindsay and I, like, we sat up. We didn't go to bed because we'd watch it till like 2 in the morning.
Yeah,
because
it would be, okay, one more. No, we need to watch one more. Okay, just one more.
Yeah, could not stop. Do you ever watch Heroes?
No. Oh, I'm pretty sure Calvin did.
Yeah, it was so good.
Honestly, got it somewhere.
We do.
I don't recommend anybody watch that show.
Because of what happened after the first season?
Yeah. Like, it's one of those things, like, it's so good that it's so upsetting the way it ends.
I'll give season 2 a pass on it, because I still enjoyed season 2, but that's when, like, halfway through the writer's strike happened.
Yeah, so that's, and that was the problem, because season 2 ended up only being, like, 6 episodes.
Yeah, it's important to note that the thing that happened to Heroes was right during it. They had that huge strike in Hollywood that affected everything. I still remember watching Conan O'Brien, and because he didn't have writers anymore, there was a segment on his show where he would spin his ring and they would see how long it would spin. And the crowd's going nuts. And that shows you how good Conan O'Brien is, is that he can make that entertaining. But yeah, the second season could have been so cool. It had the samurais and stuff in it.
Yeah,
and it just ended up being a wash.
Yeah.
And then
I don't even remember season 3 if I even watched it.
It never recovered.
Yeah, it never did. Because season 3 finally released and it was just not good.
No, they lost the magic of that first season. But boy, that first season was amazing.
And then the second season definitely had potential. They didn't even try to finish the second season. They just did 6 episodes.
Yeah, they just like ended it kind of.
And then they eventually started up with season 3 and I was super excited for it and I was like, well,
and then they made the bad guy a good guy eventually. What was his name? Siler?
Yeah.
Siler became a good guy, which is just weird because he was
Zachary Quinto, right?
Yeah. He was such an asshole. He would literally just cut people's heads open and take their brains.
Yeah, because his power was that he could steal other people's powers, but he had to
consume their brain, basically.
Yeah, he took their knowledge and everything. Yeah. He was a bad, bad, bad guy.
He was a real bad guy. Yeah. Like, he was fucking crazy.
And they killed off my favorite character, the Nathan. The two brothers, the older brother Nathan, they killed him off.
He could fly.
Yeah.
Then Peter, I think, was the
other brother.
Peter was the younger brother. And I liked him a whole lot. They turned him into a biggity bitch.
Yes, total bitch. The cheerleader became a bitch.
Yeah.
Everyone became a bitch. Hero became a bitch.
It was all bad.
Everybody's a bitch. Like, except he came from the future where he was cool as hell.
Yeah, he came from the past to the future and then back to the present.
But then he went from the future to the past, but the present was not the future yet.
I'm going to go back to Supernatural because it's less confusing.
Yeah.
That's saying
something. All you have to know about Supernatural is about two brothers who fight demons and then one beat up a bunch of people at a club because he got too drunk.
Yeah.
He finally made a statement today, but I didn't read it.
The statement better just said, I fucked up.
that's why he's not hanging out and cooking gummy bears with the other two.
Are you just like cooking gummy bears?
Yes.
Yeah. Are they freebasing it?
No. Come on. I will show you the picture.
Yeah, it's just
Jensen
Ackles and
Jared Padalecki.
No.
Oh,
Jared Padalecki is the one
the bad
in trouble.
Misha put out a cookbook.
Misha
Collins?
He put out a cookbook. And that's...
It's just the two of them?
Yes, but they're as Dean and Cass. And if you look in the frying pan, it's gummy bears.
Yeah. bears are delicious, but not the Haribo ones. That's for Taylor.
I thought you liked the Haribo.
Don't tell Taylor Morris said that because he hates them. Anyway, it's a long story. Hey, one last thing before we get out of here. We had a top 5 list.
What?
Did we?
It was in the chat. Do you read the chat?
I thought we decided not to do that.
I did read the chat.
No,
but
I said we'd do both.
It.
Oh.
Lindsay.
It's okay. You don't need an actual list. It's just the top 5 things you're looking forward to watching on Disney Plus.
Oh, fair enough.
Because it's out Tuesday.
I'll go first. Darkwing Duck.
You're just going to spit them all out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Darkwing Duck and The Mandalorian. That's all I need.
You don't want to go back and watch your 90s X-Men?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, those are two of my list. And then the 90s X-Men.
All my direct-to-TV Disney Channel
like Halloween
movies.
Town.
Your DCOMs?
Yes.
Or Disney Channel original movies.
Yes.
I desperately want to watch The Mandalorian.
It looks so good. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I will be watching them.
Are they doing it one episode a week or is it all at once?
I don't know. I have not researched enough on it as to whether it's bingeable or weekly.
Because I always said I preferred weekly because then it gives you something to look forward to.
Because then you don't pull what I did last night and watched all 13 episodes of season 4 of She-Ra and then kick myself because I told myself I was going to stretch it out. But no, I just had to keep watching it.
Or me with all of the Marvel Netflix series.
Yeah, me with The Punisher the one time. Daredevil, and I regret it.
Or Stranger Things. I'm not going to watch all of Stranger Things in one day. He lied to himself.
Yeah. I can't help at the end of each episode. It's like, okay, well, now I have to immediately go into the next one because where it stops and I got to watch the next part.
You can't hit stop quick enough, so it starts to play and you're like,
well, the worst part is it's like, are you still watching? I'm like, yes, I'm still watching because I need to know what happens.
Don't judge me, Netflix.
One in the morning, like, yeah, you
I've been watching it for a while now, buddy.
Nailed
you want to take
doing
a break?
Another
I'm
holiday.
Ready,
wait,
I'm
excited.
Wait.
Can't wait.
What now?
Nailed it. Is doing another holiday season.
My roommate's a big fan of Nailed It.
Because it's a good show.
Have they heard about that other show that's coming out like that? It's coming out next week, I believe. It's called The Mandalorian.
They are not alike.
Because holy shit, that show looks amazing.
Is Nicole Byer in that?
Probably.
Why not?
Yeah. She was in The Good Place.
She was.
I love Star Wars. Everyone knows we love Star Wars. Everyone at this table loves Star Wars. Yeah. But my problem with Star Wars is once it gets to be all about the Skywalkers, I lose interest just because I like Anakin. That's about it. Mm-hmm. I'm the one that likes Anakin. This one is not about the Jedi. My favorite Star Wars stories are when they're not about Jedi.
Man, you really need to get into the Marvel Star Wars comics.
Is it not about Jedi?
There's so many that aren't.
Because the best part about Rogue One was Darth Vader, because the entire movie wasn't about Darth Vader.
Uh-huh.
Darth Vader showed up, and you're like, no.
Yeah.
He's a monster. Do not choke on your aspirations.
I'm looking forward to them adding to Clone Wars as well.
Yeah
I want to go back and watch Clone Wars.
So
I want to rewatch Clone Wars.
Oh, wait, are they
going to
put Rebels
watched
on there too then?
Yes, Rebels is on
Rebels
there also.
On there.
So
we can finally watch it.
Because
I have not watched all of Rebels either.
We watched the first season, and
we didn't even make it the whole way through the first season because you got distracted by other shows.
It's so hard for me to sit down and watch TV, honestly. I've been doing it more and more lately where at night we'll sit down and watch television, and I like it, and I also hate it because I just feel like I'm turning to my parents where they would watch TV at night. I used to like do stuff.
It's supposed it's the to way be to a unwind. Wind down.
But I used to wind down by getting hyped up.
That's not how that works.
The Mandalorian looks amazing.
The Mandalorian looks so
Giancarlo
good.
Giancarlo Esposito is in it, and I love Giancarlo Esposito. He's one of my favorite actors. And when I saw him, I was like, oh, you've got me. And then Taika Waititi's in it. That's awesome.
Oh, my God. Hey, Allie, how about you finish your list?
I have more.
Do you? I think you forfeit them. Allie, hit up your list.
I watch Twitches.
I said
that mostly to annoy him, but I do want to watch it because I haven't watched it in a long time.
Hey, Jill.
Wow, we're gonna get flagged.
<I'm sorry.
laughs> He already took his daughter to the gynecologist. He has nothing else to do.
We just need to get you one of the soundboards.
Hey, just a Hey Jim button.
Yeah, get you a button.
Twitches.
He'll have his Hey Jim.
What?
I'm gonna make
you watch it.
Sodless Godamites. That'd be on there.
Mm-hmm.
That's like Sodless Godamites. Damn it, Asa. Get out of my head.
All right, Allie, what's after Twitches?
Yes, Allie, what's after Twitches?
Lizzie McGuire.
I give you that one. I give it to her.
That's So Raven. I haven't watched that in a long time.
You said That's So Raven?
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought that was a Nickelodeon show.
No, it was Disney.
It was Disney. I'm having a hard time not saying Nickelodeon shows.
Hey,
they all kind of blend together for me.
Nickelodeon's the original kids' TV station.
Because
I would
just flip between Disney Channel and Nickelodeon and figure out which one I wanted to watch more.
I would go between Channel 6 and Channel 12. Because that's what I had, money bags.
Didn't you have Cartoon Network?
Eventually.
I was like 18 when I got Cartoon Network. And I was like, holy shit, Tom and Jerry. And then I turned it off because Tom and Jerry's terrible.
Aww. I guess by the time I was 18, I did have Cartoon Network. But yeah. When
well,
I was
like
a kid,
by the time
I did not.
When high school rolled around, Disney Channel was part of our regular like cable.
I'll never forget the first movie I watched when I finally got satellite, was what I had. You know what the first movie I ever watched on satellite? The first thing I ever saw on satellite, because I didn't know we were getting it. I came home from school, and I walked in, out of the car, and there's this giant satellite dish, and I'm like, what the hell is that? And I go inside, they're like, we got satellite. The first thing I ever watched on satellite was True Lies with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and it's still amazing.
That works.
Jesse, what about you?
Was Allie done?
I just want to watch those old movies. I haven't been able to watch him forever. So.
Get you some Johnny Tsunami in there.
Yeah.
What about new shows though, or anything other than Mandalorian?
I'm super interested in the new shows too, but like, this is also Nostalgia Month, so I'm feeling nostalgic.
That's true. The most nostalgic show I want to watch is probably X-Men.
Oh
or Gargoyles.
No.
Gargoyles is on my list too. Yeah. Darkwing Duck. The '90s X-Men. Gargoyles. Then very much very, very much The Mandalorian.
Oh, baby.
Holy goddamn.
I hope his name's
Jim.
I want
to watch The Mandalorian. And I'm trying to think of a fifth thing I'm really excited about. I have them both, so it doesn't really matter, but I'm going to watch a Goofy movie again.
Like, you think they'll have the Star Wars Holiday Special on there?
No. It's not listed. Sorry.
They will not have it.
No.
I'm sure there's other stuff on there that I'm excited about, but just off the top of my head, those four for sure. And then, yeah, everybody knows how much I love Goofy movie. Stephen Bright tried to challenge me on Goofy movie last night.
Oh, really? That's
a
mistake.
I have the Powerline pop figure. Uh-huh. Shout out to Amanda Camp, got it for me for Christmas last year. I love you. I have the Powerline pop figure, and somebody, they were over at my house playing Smash, and somebody in the group was like, "Is that the Backstreet Boy guy from the Goofy movie?" And I'm like, "That worked." And I was "That works. It's Powerline from the first or from the Goofy movie." And then Steve was like, "I thought he was in the second one." Nah.
No.
Not
out. No. The second one was Extreme Sports.
It was the X Games.
Yeah.
He goes off to college.
Yeah.
Anyway, Lindsay.
So I also really want to watch Gargoyles because it's one of those ones that I didn't really appreciate when it initially run.
I absolutely loved it as a kid, but I definitely, like, looking back on it, I don't remember jack or shit about it.
Because as much as I love my Disney Afternoon stuff, I have all of the original DuckTales. I have Darkwing Duck. I have Chippendale Rescue Rangers. I can go watch those when I go home right now if I really want to. I just have to put a disc in.
Oh, I won't do it. That's so hard. Yeah.
I know. But yeah, definitely Gargoyles and Gummy Bears are the two from Disney Afternoon. I really want to go rewatch through. I totally want to have a chronological movie marathon of all the Disney animated films from Snow White straight up through, because I have a bunch of early ones that I'm missing.
That's a lot of movies.
I know. I'm not going to watch them all in one day, but I'm going to work my way through them.
Only because you can't.
What?
Only because there's not enough time in the day.
Yeah, I don't know. I can get through quite a few.
I mean, just logistically, it's not possible.
I know.
You can make it through 12 of them in a day pretty easily.
With my attention span, probably. I also kind of want to go through a bunch of their older live action shows from the 60s and things that way. Like, I really want to rewatch Pollyanna and 2000 Leagues Under the Sea and stuff that way.
I always didn't like that because that's the stuff that popped up on Vault Disney, and that's when I was like, God damn it, why has Disney got to put on this old people shit? And then
that's what I didn't appreciate it back then, but now I want to go back and see.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, I might actually enjoy it now. Yeah.
And yes, The Mandalorian is at the top of the list to watch also because Star Wars, yes, everything, yes.
It's gonna be better than Episode 9, depending on how they play it. Mm. Yeah.
Still excited for Episode 9.
I am too. I mean, I'm excited for Star Wars.
It's fucking Star Wars.
It's great that we live in a society where Star Wars is popular. Sailor Moon has a new movie coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything old, they just keep repeating.
Because nostalgia sells.
Yeah, because the current life sucks. Do you think many people will be nostalgic in 2024 for the days of Donnie Turnip?
You kind of sounded like Adam Driver in the Oil Baron skin.
And so you shall. All right. I think that's going to do it for us, though, tonight.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if you're taking anything out from this, a return to form here on Podzilla After Dark. It's Nostalgic November. Tickets for Poppy Live in St. Louis, January 15th and February 15th. Make sure you pick them up. And Zane Laney, if you're listening, do not buy me a ticket to see Poppy. And I mean that. This isn't reverse psychology. You are the type of son of a bitch that will buy the ticket and send it to me. We saw the 5-star man package. We saw it. Zane, don't be a crazy man. I already love you. Please. Okay. Thank you guys for listening. That's going to do it for us tonight. We're going to be back on Moonday with an all new Nerd Up with your favorite cast from the show. And Dalton. Until then, the balcony's closed. You guys have a great night, and we'll see you Monday. Take care.
Yes.
Ooh.
And pause. Okay, we're recording again because I forgot to put this in. Happy birthday, Jesse.
Hey.
It's his birthday tomorrow, so happy birthday, Jesse. All right, now we're really out. Bye.
And thanks. Calvin.
Yep.
Hey, Jim.